Welcome back to another exciting episode of Cyber Defense TV. I'm your host, Gary Malevsky, and the publisher of Cyber Defense Magazine. Today, in the Cyber Hot Seat, I have a very special guest, Anton Gratian, who is the Senior Product and Marketing Manager at Cylance. Let's learn more about what he's up to and what his company's doing. Anton, welcome.
Hi.
So, we were talking earlier about all the hype on AI. Tell me what Cylance does uniquely and differently, and what are your thoughts on all this AI machine learning conversation we're hearing from all the new vendors?
Sure. I mean, there is definite bandwagon effect going on, right? And we've been doing this since 2012. And we like to say we're a data science company that happens to be solving the malware issue at the moment. We're also applying AI in other areas of cybersecurity, and we've got some exciting announcements that will be coming out actually in the next couple of weeks.
So a little while ago, one of the big vendors came out with a report saying, hey, it's getting better. The average detection of a breach is under a year now.
Yeah.
I believe that it has to be in milliseconds, ultimately. And even if it's a few seconds, that's a great start. When are you detecting a breach? And tell us how you do that.
Well, we're trying to prevent the breach in the first instance. And that's kind of radical because up until now, people have given up on prevention. Because demonstrably, it wasn't very good, right? So that's why everyone moved to that detect and respond side of the boat. So we've all sort of tipped over. And so that dwell time is around about 220 days or something I saw in one of the reports. But what if you could stop it? What if that never got in?
This is radical. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're not saying detect that the WannaCry is trying to get past computer number one to the whole NHS network.
You're just
saying,
stop it.
Yeah, just
stop it.
Before that first computer needs to be...
Pre-execution, yeah. So we're not looking for incidents of compromise. We're not looking for behavioral examples in the network, although we do have an EDR solution which looks for that. But if you could stop over 99% of malware, your EDR, your actually detect and respond, which you still need, right? So the insider threats and things like this, you're still going to need that. But it looks totally different if you can actually throttle it at the first. The old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, has never been truer in the cybersecurity business.
Now, Gartner has this new term. I mean, we have to keep up with all the acronyms. SOAR. Have you heard it?
I think I have, yeah.
Security orchestration, automation, and response. They're still really talking about the next gen of EDR. You're talking about going radical and saying prevent, be proactive,
yeah.
Do it in a really rapid turnaround, do it, down at the just above the bare metal level?
Well, what you're doing is because you're using machine learning and AI, and we took, you know, petabytes of files, both good and bad. And the real secret sauce, if you like, is how good your data science team is at actually getting the right features out of a file so that it is diagnostic as to whether it's good or bad. So we're not talking about general AI here. We're not talking about image recognition or natural language processing. We're determining whether an executable file is more good or bad. So it's a classifier. And we do that if you, give you an example. If you had, we'll use WannaCry, but it's hackneyed, but you've got a piece of malware on your desktop, hasn't executed, you double click it. If you've got Cylance, then within 100 milliseconds, it will determine whether that's good or bad. So what you'll see is by the time you let go of the mouse button, if it's malware, you'll get a message from your operating system saying, file not found. Because in that time, we'll have determined it's malware, we'll have encrypted it and quarantined it.
That's incredible. And the purpose of encrypting it is so the user doesn't...
Oh, yeah, we just keep it safe.
And it doesn't propagate off of a USB stick.
Absolutely. And then you can use Cylance Optics, which then will give you root cause analysis and sort of track these things back and understand what's happening in your network as well, but all based on the endpoint. So we're not shifting huge amounts of data. We're not using signatures. You don't even have to be connected to the internet, actually. It will still be as effective disconnected from the internet.
So this is really thinking about time-based security. You're going to solve the problem faster than the mitigation of the malware, the breach. So your detect and respond is so instantaneous, and the encryption and making the file disappear, that the bad guys lose.
Yeah, or it gives you more time. So we're all time poor in the cybersecurity industry, right? We have to patch, we have to install, we have to distribute, we have to test, we have to do all these things. The bad guys, on the other hand, have got all the time in the world. There's no time pressure on them to get into your system. So you've got another edge that they can exploit, which is an edge of time. It's just they've got more time than you have.
So when I deploy Cylance, how easy is it to get it on, say, a Linux system or Windows or a Mac? Can I get it on all these platforms?
Insanely easy. And the other nice thing about it, so you brought up WannaCry, so it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. But we support back to Windows XP Service Pack 3.
With the old SMB1 that they're stuck with.
So you can install it on that. It's not going to have any... It's got a tiny footprint. It's got a tiny memory footprint. There is a conceit in the name that Cylance means silent. And that was another one of the design features that we had when we started the company, is that we didn't want to impact the end user's experience at all.
It sounds amazing. So what I'd love to do, thank you for this incredible interview, and I'd like to have our viewers go to www.cylance.com and think about being more proactive, getting one step ahead of the breach in what I just learned is a radical approach. Why not have the breach happen and stop it with Cylance?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much, and stay tuned next time for another exciting episode of Cyber Defense TV.